Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 134, and it's titled Cider Failure. Today is the 18th of September 2017. Just before I start, I just want to say this week's episode is probably coming out quite early and it's going to be a bit short and with no real main subject. It's mostly going to be the diary. And the reason for that is I have my cousin's funeral later, so I'm kind of pushed up against time and what have you. But anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to announce the winner of the photo competition I've been running. Then we have the diary, which includes updates on the greenhouse and the cider apple fail. What's that all about? Well, we'll come to that in a bit. Firstly, so we'll start with the winner of the photo competition. Now, when I started this competition, the idea was the winner would be the person with the most comments. And there's been a few participants. And, well, the person with the most comments on their thread was Stephen. And therefore, he is the winner. I will be contacting him shortly to get the seed sent out to him. However, Stephen's photo did actually come at the end of his post, and it was a bit difficult whether that fell into the rules or not, but it did, so I kind of had to do that. But that means that the person in second place was a gentleman called David James. You're also going to get some seeds as a bit of an apology for that. It was very close between the two of you, and I'll get these seeds sent out to you. So I'll be contacting you hopefully today, if not over the next few days, and get these all sorted out. Congratulations to you both, and thank you very much for taking part. I'm hoping to do more competitions in the future, so please keep your ears out, and the more listeners I get, the more I can do these competitions. And of course, if you can help get more listeners, I really appreciate it. So what's been happening on the plot this week? Well, during the week, I've been mostly just doing a bit of tidying. I've sown some of the green manures I spoke about last week, and they're underway and should be ready for the winter. I went through my stored onions, shallots and garlic, and just had a check over on these. Some of the onions are good and soft, so I'm cutting away the soft bits and chopping up the good bits and then freezing those chopped up. Half of my early purple white garlic had gone soft. I don't know why, because I've harvested and prepared these exactly how I normally do. The only thing I can think of is I may have left it a bit too late to harvest. However, all the shallots are absolutely fine. So, again, shallots are always a good winner in my book. They store for a long time. They're easy to grow. They're easy to keep seed from, and so on and so on. During the week, I also popped down the allotment with a lot of manure, and I've now got the onion bed filled up, and that is ready to go. Saturday I went into the greenhouse and the blight in there has got worse. It's infected a lot of plants and quite a serious amount. I've cut away a bit more of the bad stuff, but I think I'll be losing a lot soon. So it's holding in there. It's lasting longer than the outdoor stuff, but I think it'll be time for it to go soon. After that, I started treating a bit more wood for building beds down the allotment, as that's a kind of a priority for me at the moment, getting these beds built ready for the winter, ready for the raspberries and that sort of thing. I've also mowed the lawn, but my lawnmower just doesn't start at the moment, so I'm using my mulching mower. Now, the mulching mower, it's actually a better lawnmower, This is one my father-in-law gave me, so I've had two in a shed for a while. But it mulches the lawn instead of collects the grass. And I like to keep the grass, the greens, for compost. It goes in the compost bin with the chicken waste and stuff. So it kind of needs a bit more... I'm a bit difficult what to do, whether to get rid of the older lawnmower that have so many troubles and just stick with a decent one or what. I can always go over with a rake and just rake it up after, I suppose, which is what I did on Saturday. Now, I know that's not really to do with vegetable growing, but it is about the composting, which is quite an important part. For me, it is anyway. Sunday, I went down the allotment and I started with just strimming everything down. After strimming, I started the barbecue so I could smoke some chicken breast, and I also started a bonfire. After that, I harvested some cider apples and I had a good lot of cider apples. Well, I thought it was a good lot. We'll come to that in a bit. I then went around all the beds, hoed and weeded what I could, and just keeping on top of it, making it look a bit better, slowly but surely. I've noticed something has been nibbling on my pumpkin skin, and it's kind of made it look a bit odd. You can see the fleshy white stuff underneath, and I'm not sure if it's going to go mouldy or what. But I've put netting up around all the pumpkins, because I've got a couple others that are growing on there. And we'll see if that stops any nibbling. However, I think this pumpkin that has been nibbled may need picking soon. It was ripening. And probably within a couple of weeks it would have been ripe. And I'm not sure if this is going to affect it or what. We'll keep an eye on it. I've added more bed edging to the new half of the plot in the area where I plan to have the raspberries and strawberries growing. Now, as the raspberries are going to be arriving in November, I've had an email confirming that, I want to be ready for them. So I've got the rest of this month in October to really get at least the raspberry section ready. And this, I've just been erecting the stakes and hammering stakes into the ground and attaching wood, and it makes the beds take shape. Also makes strimming easier because it gives it something to go against. With the woods in place, I just hoed through on those beds and just raked them a bit, just keeping the weeds down and making it look better. After that, I started harvesting, and I harvested what I could. I had a few beetroot that were ready. I've got a lot of beetroot, but we don't have space for them in the freezer at the moment or anything. So, and they don't do any harm growing in the freezer, in the ground still, so I've left them there, and I will harvest them as I needed. A few more tomatoes, both the Crimson Crush and the Mountain Magic. Now, the Crimson Crush are pretty large tomatoes on them, although they are a bit ruined because of how the winds have swept over. I should say the strong winds we had last week, I didn't get any damage at all, except for the tomatoes have been swept over. The Mountain Magic, they're smaller, they're doing great. I'm really impressed with these Mountain Magics. And then there was the French beans. I harvested more of those, and thankfully they're coming to an end because I'm sick and tired of French beans. I've got so many of them. They've done really, really well this year, but they do get annoying. And then I had a few more raspberries, both the yellow and the red variety. Now I went home, and I smashed up all the cider apples. I just put them into a bucket, got a wooden stake, and smashed them up, make them all chopped up nicely. I then put them into the pulp into my cider press and started pressing it. And this is where the failure comes in. It pressed okay, but I got very little juice. I might have half a pint, I suppose. So there was not enough to make cider at all. I've tasted the juice that was made, and it is actually really, really, really nice. But it's just not enough to make cider. So I'm really disappointed with this, as I really like cider. But I can use it for juice for the next couple of days. And I've got to think of ways for next year of trying to get more and more of these apples. The only way I can see of doing it is perhaps another tree, but I'm not sure yet. I've also cut open one of the Crimson Crush tomatoes and scooped the seeds out and placed them in water because I want to have a go at trying to save seeds. This is just a bit of a... I've been following instructions online on how to save tomato seeds. I've done it with a few other things, and I'm going to be saving French bean seeds, but I thought I'd try these tomato Crimson Crush. So the idea here is we scoop out the seeds, place them into a jug of water for a few days, and when mould appears on the top of the water, drain them off, place the seeds on a kitchen roll in a sunny windowsill to dry out, and then store them. And that should hopefully give me a lot of seeds for next year to sow. Now, we'll be buying Crimson Crush seeds again next year, fresh, just as in case these don't work. But if they do work the following year, I won't need to buy any because I will repeat this. I'm also going to be trying this with the Mountain Magic. Seed saving is something I've been trying to do a bit more of this year in particular, to save a bit of money, but after going to Seedy Sunday, I really enjoyed my experience there, and I think it's worth trying. Now, Crimson Crush are not F1s, so they're gonna come true. Crimson Crush actually came from a variety moneymaker, I think it was. And it, out of a whole field that got decimated with blight, this one plant survived. So let's save the seeds from that. And it paid off. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up now. I do apologise for this being a short one. But I've got to get ready for this funeral. As I'm sure you can all imagine, that's kind of important. But thank you all for listening. Any comments and suggestions, please get in touch. You can visit my website at veggrowpodcast.co.uk, and we will chat all again next time.